Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where an abuser spends 18 months in jail. Our next Reddit post is from Booble. So, this happened in June 2011, over the course of just one day. One of our family friends had a younger sister in her early 20s, and it was later revealed that her partner was being abusive to her over the last year. He would force himself on her, hit her, keep her phone, etc. Those were just some of the examples that I can remember. But it was clear that he was a horrible piece of work. She had apparently gone to the cops, but they didn't take her seriously. The extent of what she may have said to them is totally unclear. On the day this happened, the guy had woken up early, having packed a suitcase the night before. He told her that he was going away for the boys for a week, and he wanted to take her phone with him. Then a fight broke out, and he ended up punching her. But she was able to kick him fairly hard in the crotch, leaving him crying and in agony. And she took the chance and ran out of the house that they rented. He evidently left sometime later and went off to Manchester Airport for his 5:30 flight to Berlin. My cousin's friend spotted her in McDonald's with a hoodie on trying to cover her face, which was unusual for her to do. Seeing that she was obviously upset, the friend called my cousin, who came to the McDonald's. My cousin picked her up, and there was a big emotional breakdown of the details of what had been going on. Later that afternoon, there were 6 of us, including the girl, at my cousin's house, plotting away. We had various ideas, all of which were very violent. My cousin said that she wasn't even waiting for him to come back and took the details of his flight, and then proceeded to call the Berlin airport 30 minutes after the flight was scheduled to leave Manchester. She speaks near perfect German, by the way. She gave his description and mentioned that he was walking funny because he had bags and bags of cocaine stuffed up his butt. She was hoping the kick in the crotch would impact his walk to give it some credibility. There was also something unique about his suitcase, but I can't recall exactly what it was. Suffice to say, it would aid immensely in identifying a handful of people who would match his description of age, height, clothing, etc. She told the airport that he had messaged a friend bragging that he made it through Manchester Airport with no issues. At best, we hoped that they would take him somewhere when he landed and then just search him, which would mess up the start of his holiday. Turns out, the kick in the crotch was absolutely vital because they had intercepted the man walking gingerly through the gates of Berlin as being the one who had been reported. He was strip searched and submitted to some kind of scan. And as if karma herself had stepped in, he actually did have a condom up his backside with cocaine for him and his friends for the holiday. The girl in the story had no idea that he used cocaine, so this was a great stroke of fortune for her. He was arrested for attempted smuggling. Apparently, they floated the idea of 10 years prison time, we think in an attempt to get a confession. In the end, he served 18 months at a prison in Germany after admitting that he had smuggled the one bag, and that was it. But the rumor we heard was that he had 12 months knocked off due to some office agreements. I have absolutely no idea if that part is true or not, unfortunately. When he came back home, he relocated about 90 miles away. We did mull over the possibility that he moved away because he was worried he'd made enemies at home, and maybe he thought that someone close to him was involved in all this. The girl also relocated to another city within Europe, and she has her own practice where she's a qualified grief psychologist. it's not the kind of story that me and my friends often talk about because it was born out of complete evil. But it forever reminds me that a kick in the balls can really take a man down. Our next Reddit post is from Wordroll. Back in March of 2021, I was working as a manager in a mid-sized business. While I was there, I was assigned a new member to my team. I'll call her Evil. Evil was in her mid-20s and was pretty fresh out of college. She was the kind of person who could talk your ear off about all of her ideas and plans and what she was working on, but never really seemed to have anything to show for it. When I talked to her about her clients complaining that she wasn't getting back to them, she would always have an excuse about how difficult they were, how snowed under she was, and how she had written an email but it must have gotten lost in spam, so on and so forth. Basically, it was never her fault. It got to the point where, after one of our monthly meetings, I called her in and explained that if she couldn't get her tasks done, then she needed to let us know so we could help delegate resources to make sure things weren't slipping through the cracks. I'll admit, I was pretty direct. Her performance was impacting the entire team, and my job was literally to keep the team on track. I get that people can be under pressure, that there can be stuff going on at home which impacts work, and that sometimes people need a bit of help. But if every time I ask about a project you say, "Yep, yep, everything is good, I've got it under control," and then it falls apart and your only response is to blame the client, then we have a problem. I explained that I wasn't going to officially punish her or anything like that, but from now on, I'd like her to check in with me on Monday mornings for 10 minutes to go over objectives for the week and to check if she needed support with any of her clients. I know it's not fun to be micromanaged, so I tried to keep these check-ins short, and I mostly just offer assistance on stuff. She clearly hated my guts, though, and apparently she was hatching her own pro-revenge. Now, part of my job included the use of a purchasing card, which wasn't in my name, but I did have access to it. I was given the card to basically make small purchases for the office or spend up to $500 on clients. The card was kept in an office that I shared with another team manager, where we both could access it when we needed to. One day, I got a call from accounts asking about a few abnormal purchases on the card. A Photoshop subscription, a couple of Uber Eats orders, an HBO subscription, etc. I say that I don't know anything about them, and they should check with the other team manager. Apparently, the other team manager didn't know anything about them either, because after the weekend, I get called into the big boss's office. After my colleague and I each denied our involvement, the accounts team started calling Adobe and Uber and stuff to find out where these transactions were coming from. They said that not only were the accounts in my name, they were registered to an email address with my name in it too. I can't even describe what it felt like to be in that meeting. I felt physically sick. I couldn't work out what was happening. I was so shocked, and I didn't know what to say. I felt like I was about to get fired, and I couldn't understand how that was even possible. The director was going on about how access to the card was a privilege, and that I'd signed an agreement about appropriate use, and so on and so forth. I denied that I'd been using it inappropriately, and the boss listened, but I could tell that he wasn't convinced. To be honest, in my head, I was gaslighting myself and worrying that I had somehow saved the card in Google, and maybe my wife had accidentally been using it or something. It was terrible, and I found myself apologizing and saying, "I don't know what happened. I assure you that I know that none of these expenses are appropriate use of company funds. There must have been some kind of mistake. Can I please have the details and look into it?" When I finally got out of my office with my job barely still intact, Evil was waiting for me at my office door. She was grinning from ear to ear and sweetly explained that she had been waiting for our morning meeting. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. Since I started lifting weights, I've been on a strict diet plan that helps me hit my protein goals while restricting my calories. I also need to make sure that I get enough vitamins and minerals to keep my body healthy. That's why I use Liquid IV when I work out. Liquid IV delivers extraordinary hydration with advanced science, thanks to Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. One stick of Liquid IV delivers superior hydration to water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. It's hydration for endurance, mental clarity, and overall well-being. And hey, it tastes pretty good too. They've got green grape, lemon lime, grapefruit, and more. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I told her something had come up and we'd do the meeting tomorrow. And she said, oh, will you be in tomorrow? Confused, because I didn't know that I was in a pro-revenge threat at the time. I just replied, yeah, why wouldn't I be in tomorrow? And she just sipped her tea and said, oh, no reason. Turned around and went back to her desk. Something felt off. But I was still worrying about what had happened with the boss, so I spent the next couple of hours calling my wife, calling Adobe, and doing the same legwork that accounts had done. It became very obvious that someone had been using my name and the company card to spend a bunch of money online. Had I been hacked or something? Had my personal info leaked on the dark web, and these hackers just really wanted Photoshop and Wendy's delivery? It was the Uber Eats that was their undoing. After getting on the phone with Uber Eats and explaining everything, the guy on the phone told me where the food had been delivered. It was delivered in my city, which made me rule out any notion of my data being sold online or something. Now, I was suspicious and pissed. I don't like to think the worst of people, but now I was. Listening to my gut, I pulled up Evil's employee information and checked her address. I pulled it up on Google Maps, dropped a pin on her place, and then looked for the address Uber Eats had given me. It was the corner of her effing block. I was furious. When she left work for the day, I got IT to give me access to her laptop. Sure enough, when we checked her laptop, we found my fake email name listed as one of the auto login options for her email. There were some things she had been smart about. The IP address she had been using was the office, which would have tied back to me. She even had the food delivered to a different address. She'd even made a fake email address. But saving her passwords on a work computer was a mistake. I called my boss that night and explained what I'd found, and I kept the IT guy with me to support the fact that I hadn't just logged into her computer and made it all up. The next day, the boss called her into the office and fired her so badly that there were fire trucks lining up outside the building. When she left his office, teary-eyed, I made sure that I was standing in the hallway sipping a cup of tea. It had gotten cold while I waited for her, but it still tasted sweet. I hope she went home that night, because if she did, she would have received some nice goodbye Wendy's delivered by Uber Eats, paid for by my personal card, of course. Revenge and justice can be the same thing, right? In the end, she was fired. The boss apologized to me, and we were on good terms when I left in October for a new gig. Evil never apologized to me, and I haven't seen her since. The boss decided not to get the cops involved, and neither did I. I just didn't want the hassle. OP, when she walked out of the office, you should have said, "Did you enjoy the Wendy's? Wendy's nuts were in your mouth!" Today's episode is sponsored by Coinbase. My second biggest regret is not starting my YouTube channel sooner. My biggest regret is not getting into Bitcoin back when it was like $1. I remember back when Bitcoin was super new, I was interested in it, and I thought about buying some, but I lost interest because I didn't know what to do and it felt a little overwhelming. I really wish that I could have used a site like Coinbase back then. Coinbase is a website that makes it super easy to buy cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum. Interested in getting into the crypto game yourself? Then check out Coinbase. For a limited time, new users can get $10 in free Bitcoin when you sign up today at coinbase.com/r/. Sign up at coinbase.com/r/ for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/r/. Our next Reddit post is from Sheba Was Talking. Let's go back a few years. I was a combat engineer platoon sergeant. We had recently gotten a new company commander who thought that his shit didn't stink. My first interaction with him was when I got back from running an M240B range, where I was told that he wanted to speak with all leadership immediately in the conference room. Well, it took 3 hours for him to arrive, and despite the first sergeant calling many times, he insisted that we stay. The entire meeting was him bragging about himself and saying that he was trying to get the company slotted for a deployment to the Middle East, as well as how excited he was to go. I spoke up and basically said that he's a moron, but with more words. This ended the meeting, which got me a stern talking to and thinly veiled threats. This captain had served for 15 years and had never once been deployed. That takes effort and a lot of figurative dick sucking. He only wanted to go now because he was up for major. It turns out that Brigade had a mission and they asked for volunteers. Captain Moron volunteered me to go, despite knowing that I had gotten married a week earlier. I made it very clear that I did not want to go to the higher-ups. I was told that it was between myself and the captain. Well, a month out, my sister-in-law committed suicide immediately after she miscarried at 33 weeks. We found them both in the basement of their house. Jeez. Well, Captain Moron didn't care. He gave me no leave, and I was still scheduled to deploy a week after the funeral. F that guy. I walked in to talk to the command sergeant major and was immediately dropped from deployment. But my captain was so far up the battalion commander's backside that nothing happened to him. Then, about 8 months later, Captain Moron got his wish. Headquarters platoon and one other was slotted to deploy. Of course, because I had the most combat experience and the most deployments in the platoon, he naturally decided that's why my platoon should go. Now, in order to deploy, you first have to go on a month-long field training exercise where you're graded on performance. This generally applies to the higher levels of leadership. By this time, I was just pissed. So, I got my squad leaders together and improvised a few missions. First, everyone was to follow the captain's instructions as literally as possible, no matter how dumb, and to not give him any advice. This led to us getting absolutely destroyed in training, which was glorious. Secondly, and most importantly, was the psychological aspect. So, this moron commander would go to bed nightly at 2100 hours no matter what. In the deserts of California, you can find all sorts of creepy crawlies to slip into his sleeping bag while sprinkling juice on his uniform. The guys would also periodically hide some of his gear or render his rifle inoperable. So this went on for days, and the poor guy slept very little because I ensured that his tent was set over top of a beehive. These bees hated any vibration, and they loved juice. So this moron never realized why he was constantly getting stung. As we were to be falling under a new brigade, I had to meet with the higher-ups. And wouldn't you know it, the colonel we were set to fall under turned out to be my first company commander, who I got along with great. I pulled him aside and called up my squad leaders, where we basically told him that Captain Moron was going to get someone killed. We pointed out his erratic behavior and his overall poor performance. Needless to say, Captain Moron was quickly relieved of command, which is a career killer, and he was sent back to work in an office where he belonged. As for myself and my platoon, I still didn't want to go, but the new company commander was my old platoon leader from my second deployment. Plus, I couldn't let my guys go without me. It turned out that it would be my last deployment, because some injuries force you out of the military, but everyone came back alive. That was r/ProRevenge, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.